Shut the door, came a man's voice from inside, or I might catch a cold.
Gus is here, Memo explained quickly. Come on in.
Gus Sands, smoking a between-the-acts little cigar, was sitting at a table near the curtained window, examining a hand of double solitaire he and Memo had been playing. Gus said,
Welcome home, slugger. I see you've climbed out of the hole that you were in.
I suppose it cost you a couple of bucks, said Roy. Gus was forced to laugh.
What'll it be, slugger? He said, collecting the cards.
Pinochle is the game for three.
I hate pinochle, Memo said. Let's play poker.
Poker is not wise now, Gus said. The one in the middle gets squeezed. Anybody like to shoot crap?
He brought forth a pair of green dice. Roy said he was agreeable, and Memo nodded. Gus wanted to roll on the table, but Roy said the rug was better, with the dice bouncing against the wall. They moved the table and squatted on the floor. Roy, kneeling, rolled first. Before he was through, Gus owed him 1,100. When Roy finally hit seven, Memo got up and said she had to make coffee. Gus and Roy played on, but Roy was still the lucky one. Gus said the dice ought never to be played with less than four and gave up in disgust. He dusted off his knees.
Well, you sure had luck in your pants tonight, slugger.
Some call it that. Gus handed him a check for 2,100.
Chicken feed, he said.
Roy gave the paper a loud smack with his lips.
I love it.
Gus dropped his guard and pinned his restless eye on Roy.
Say the word, slugger, and you can make yourself a nice pile of dough. Quick.
Roy wasn't sure he had heard right. Gus repeated the offer. This time Roy was sure. Say it again and I will spit in your good eye. Gus's grayish complexion turned blue. Boys, Memo said uneasily. Gus stalked into the bathroom. Memo's face was pale. Help me with the sandwiches, Roy.
Did you hear what that bastard said to me?
Sometimes he talks through his hat.
Why do you invite him here?